Get some boneless ribs.
Yes. I'm hungry now, and I just ate lunch. Don't you want those? Badly?
I do.
I'm going to order them.
Anytime you can eat with it, just a knife and a fork, and its ribs are involved, that sounds good to me. No mess.
No mess, no muss,
no fuss. No bus. Only hustle, no bustle.
No bustle, that's right. I'm dropping bustle from the vocab this week.
That's right. Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Browns at any time and everywhere. That's right. The Browns can be omnipresent with you wherever you go on your travels this holiday season. Hope you guys do have a great holiday season. The Browns go to New York this weekend to take on the Jets in a game that doesn't have a tremendous amount of playoff implications. In fact, it has none. However, it still is an interesting game and will be a good test for this Browns team to see mentally where they are at. If you're just joining us, Jordan Cameron will not play in this game. He's been officially ruled out with a concussion. We have Joe Hayden officially listed as questionable. He was limited in practice today. Devon Bess also officially listed as questionable, missing practice due to personal reasons. Not sure if he will be able to go this weekend.
By the way, the aforementioned Kellen Winslow was limited in participation yesterday. We're waiting for the Jets' latest report. Did not participate in practice Wednesday. He's got a knee injury. I'm not laughing about his knee injury, but his tough talk and tough words. And he, I don't know if he's
limited. Limited in participation due to a knee. Full participation with his mouth.
Yeah, full participation in his mouth. And another guy that we may or may not see. And it's not injury-related, I guess, is Ed Reed. And, you know, just an interesting story. I don't know what all the background is on it, but he was listed as not participating in practice yesterday, so we'll see. I'm not probably counting on him being out there for this game, but, you know, just – and that's one of those stories where – how does it end for Ed Reed? Because we first of all both agree this is a Hall of Fame player.
For
right?
sure.
Right? Not even a
But
doubt.
The writing was on the wall last year. I thought his play fell off a cliff last year.
It really did. And then to, you know, for Houston to make the investment it did in him, which is what did them in, and it certainly
helped
doing Gary Kubiak as a coach. And you wonder, and I know Rick Smith well, their general manager, but you just wonder, you know, they made that investment and it just fell off a cliff. There was no game left in this guy. Let's go to phones because people call us. That's what happens on the show. 216-578-0850, Barks from the Pound. Bob in Strongsville joins us now. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. Great show, and Merry Christmas to you both, and hope you have a great New Year.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You know, the thing I see with the Browns, you know, to me, I know that they're going to play hard, but I think we're going to have a top five draft pick. To me, what I see the biggest needs that we need to do is – number one, of course, again, a quarterback. I would love for us to pick up a wide receiver, one that can catch. And then, my question. I feel like there's been a drop-off with Mitchell Schwartz this year, but can we attribute that to the guard play next to him? Is he trying to do more than he can, or do we have to replace that whole side? I don't know. And because I saw this guard out of Baylor, I saw some tape on him. He looked pretty good. Looked like a road grader to me. But anyway, I'd like your comments off the air.
Sure.
And do appreciate your show. And please have a great holiday season.
You too, Bob.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks for the comments as well. I think, you know, when you look at and pretty much every mock draft that's come out, whether it be CBS, Bleacher Report, ESPN, it has the Browns going with a receiver and a quarterback with their first two picks. And
yep.
I think there is a pretty good consensus that those are two of the highest priority positions for this team to address, and I think they will. Mitchell Schwartz is a guy who I think has been much maligned this season. Obviously was an absolute, I think his performance early in the year, a disaster, I think is a fair assessment of what happened early in the season with Mitchell Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe he has progressed as the season's gone on, which could lend a little credence to the line of thinking that maybe it's because of the fact that, you know, he had a poor guard next to him. If you look at the sacks that he gave up this season, he gave up in the first four games of the year 7 sacks. He's only given up 2 in the last 5 games. His hurries, his hits, all massively down of late over this part of the season. So he's made a lot of improvement, I think. In fact, his overall grade has gone from going from one of the worst in pass blocking amongst the right, any tackle, I'm sorry,
yeah,
at Pro Football
tackle.
Focus, yep. Just a tackle in general. And now he's in the middle of the pack, trending towards the top half. He's one of the overall best rated tackles now, according to Pro Football Focus. So he's come a long way. And I am of the belief that if you put a big-time guard next to him, that's the key. To me, one of the main reasons that this offense has been unable to run outside of the lack of talent at running back is there hasn't been that road grader guard. There hasn't been that nasty guard, because when you run the North Turner offense, a lot of those inside handoffs out of the shotgun have to go up the middle. That's where they go, and you need a guard and center to be able to seal off. And I think we all like Alex Mack, and so it's the guard play that I think has been one of the big areas of deficiency for this team. And, you know, Sean Laval has struggled at times in there. I think we've seen average play from John Greco compared to what I think we were hopeful for from John Greco this season. So it has been a little bit disappointing, to say the least, what's happened on the interior of that line from the guards. And I think that's a position that could be addressed. And you don't have to do that early. That's a good thing about it.
Right.
But I think getting a nasty run block oriented guard would do a lot for this team and what it wants to do out of the shotgun.
That's high on my list. I'd like it to be something that they draft for. I also would like it to be something they address in free agency, and I think there might be a good guard or two to go along with that. I think getting two players at least in this mix is huge at that guard position. I agree on the comments regarding Mitchell Schwartz. I think he was behind the eight ball clearly when the season began, because the folks running this team now did not see the merits of drafting him as a second pick, a second round pick, that the previous folks had.
Sure.
And we're down on him from the beginning. So, and in assessing his play in 2012, the common perception around Cleveland was generally, hey, a rookie started the whole year at right tackle. He must be doing something right. The conclusion, though, of the folks who came in, Joe Banner, Michael Lombardi, in taking over, was he was in there because they really had no one else. They were desperate, and desperation spoke more to that than true ability on his part. I think for Mitchell's part, he's battled and overcome a lot, and you're right about that, Nathan. From midseason on, I think he's been a better player generally. I think he's a smart guy. He understood what his status was. He was aware that he had to prove some things. I don't know if he's won everybody over completely, but I think he's made strides. And I think the bigger problem with this team is that middle area for the run game. I think you could go into next year feeling confident that Joe Thomas and Mitchell Schwartz could hold up your tackle spots with regard to protection. Still may not be ideal with Mitchell, but I think in terms of realistic investment in the offseason, it'll be easier, I believe, and cheaper to get that guard area improved, and therefore I think the rest of the line goes with it. All right, Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal is going to join us. Nate, covering this team and does a great job of it, is going to give his insights on the Browns as we move forward on a Call Your Shot Friday. No one really calling their shots, and that's okay if you don't want to call your shot, but weighing in at least is good.
Got some good calls, though. Yeah,
really good calls.
This game is not the forefront of
you think
of the minds of
who are they playing?
Of the Cleveland faithful, I would say.
They're playing somebody. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, and at Browns_daily, the Twitter handle. Vic and Nathan, hoping you're enjoying your holiday season.
Yes, please do.